Hello everyone, I'm Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to impromptu discussion. The topic is religion in politics. Certain political factions and politicians use anything and everything available to them when they are driven towards their political agenda, and in certain instances this has to do with their hunger for power. You know, they want to remain in power at all and any cost, and they will do anything to remain in power. And what do? They use religion and God, delusionally assuming that God is on their side, especially when they are adopting crooked means, fraudulent ways, and deploying all kinds of illegal, unlawful tactics, and yet claiming to be the victor with the blessings from God, which in itself is an attempt to corrupt God. And this is a serious, it's a blasphemy to even try and claim that having used these unlawful tactics, and when they think that they have something that they are trying to prove in their favor, they seem to forget that God is not the one on their side. God being the epitome of truth, honesty, integrity, wisdom, will never be on the side of those who are paradoxical to any of these characteristics that I just mentioned now. My reference is to these politicians who appear to state about their position, and again, you know, misleading the people, and even to anyone who is paying attention to their activity, you know, they know and they should know that God is never on the side of the corrupt, unscrupulous, and anyone with criminal background and questionable legacy. And here we are also talking about proven, established corrupt background. And such individual claiming God on their side is indeed them committing a blasphemy, sacrilege, for God is never on the side of the deceitful, the arrogant, and the presumptuous, not to mention the dishonest individual or anything that exists in any form as an organization or a political group, entity. What does this say about the situation? Machiavellian approach. The end justifies the means. They really do not care how they reach there, but their claim about their victory is what is really important. But then, I have been saying this all along. Election is the means for the corrupt and the unscrupulous to retain power, to reign control over authority. And they are also trying to establish the system that corruption and nefarious means are the way to remain in power. It really doesn't matter to them, you know, how they are beguiling the electorate and the sanctity of democracy. Could this possibly be a democracy? Really, you know, election used as the means for the corrupt and the unscrupulous to gain power and retain power, and then hailing this as a democracy. Election has become the means to legitimize the illegitimate authority. I just told you at the beginning of this segment how they do not care about how they achieve their goals. They use and misuse, abuse anything and everything that is available to them. This is just simply incredible. And I am not at all surprised. But any kind of declaration about victory when all kinds of illegal, unlawful practices has been maintained throughout the electoral process, like bribing the voters, especially the ones that are the poorest and those who are economically disadvantaged. You approach them and you literally pay cash to them, and I'm talking about $200 per voter. $200 in local currency goes a long way for those who have to slog for at least 2 if not 3 months to earn that kind of money, and you just hand out that money to these people and you mobilize them to the polling booths and you make them vote for you, and then you also go and do this polling booth capturing, which means the opponents, the electorate voters interested in voting for the opponents, they are being restricted and they are diverted towards the obstructionist. booth capturing so that the opponents have no chance of survival. This is even coming down to hooliganism. The desperation, the hunger for power is driving these politicians to a level that this is indeed regrettable. They seem to have absolutely no regard even for their own self-respect. There is no such thing as self-esteem anymore. It's all about power. The power hunger is so dominant in them that they would do anything, anything. It only makes them even diminutive. There is nothing to claim victory. There is no such thing as God enabling this deceitful, deceptive victory. If at all, God is against and such approach, and God condemns such practice, the illegal tactics to prove their destructive ego. I will be back with more on this topic, but this is just a preview of what to follow. I will present the topic in full details. Thank you for your attention.